Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Be with you. Let us pray. Let your continual mercy, O Lord, cleanse and defend your church, and because it cannot continue in safety without your help, protect and govern it always by your goodness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, says the teacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. I, the teacher, when king over Israel in Jerusalem, applied my mind to seek and to search out by wisdom all that is done under heaven. It is an unhappy business that God has given to human beings to be busy with. I saw all the deeds that are done under the sun, and see, all is vanity and a chasing after wind. I hated all my toil in which I had toiled under the sun, seeing that I must leave it to those who come after me. And who knows whether they will be wise or foolish. Yet they will be master of all for which I toiled and used my wisdom under the sun. This is also vanity. So I turned and gave my heart up to despair concerning all the toil of my labors under the sun. Because sometimes one who has toiled with wisdom and knowledge and skill must leave all to be enjoyed by another who did not toil for it. This also is vanity and a great evil. What do mortals get from all the toil and strain with which they toil under the sun? For all their days are full of pain, and their work is a vexation. Even at night, their minds do not rest. This is also vanity. A word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
degree and low, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and my heart shall meditate on understanding. I will incline my ear to a proverb, and set forth my riddle upon the horn. Why should I be afraid in evil days, when the wickedness of those at my heels surrounds me? The wickedness of those who put their trust in their goods, and boast of their great riches. We can never ransom ourselves, or deliver to God the price of our life.
Reading from the letter of Paul to the Colossians. Since you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly: fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. These are the ways you also once followed when you were living that life. But now you must get rid of all such things: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self with its practices and have clothed yourself with the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. In that renewal, there is no longer Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and free, but Christ is in all, is all and in all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel, according to our Lord Jesus Christ, according to the Gospel of Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Friend, who set me to be the judge or arbiter over you?" And he said to them, "Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly, and he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. A tourist from America went to see a famous Polish rabbi at his home in Warsaw. The American wanted some guidance in the affairs of his life. He was quite surprised to see that the house of the rabbi was only a simple room filled with books, a table, and a bench. "Rabbi," asked the tourist, "where is your furniture?" "Well," the rabbi responded, "where is yours?" "Mine?" questioned the puzzled tourist. "But you see, I am only passing through here." "Aha," said the rabbi, "so am I." The tourist got a whole lot more than he bargained for, maybe a whole lot less. Jesus also had an excellent reputation as a rabbi. Knowledge of his deeds as a teacher and a healer preceded him wherever he went. Crowds always gathered. So it is not unusual that on this occasion, a man in the crowd shouts at Jesus and says, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." The man who approached Jesus is looking for a proper authority figure. He wants someone in authority to confirm his opinion that his brother had unjustly kept the family inheritance. He thinks Jesus is that person. After all, he is a rabbi. So he asks Jesus for an affirmation of his point of view, and he gets a whole lot more than he bargained for, or maybe a whole lot less. Jesus refuses to get caught up in this family squabble. The man might as well have gone to court TV than to Jesus the rabbi. What the man from the crowd does get, however, is a warning, one that he was not expecting. "Take care," Jesus says, "be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Boy, that sure put the brakes on the man from the crowd. The man comes asking for justice in a financial matter and gets a lecture warning him against greed. But the point is that one's life is more, much, much more than the sum total of one's possessions. To make this point, Jesus tells a story. A wealthy landowner had so much to harvest that he could not use it all. So he tore down his barns. Get this mental picture as we go. He tore down his barns and built bigger ones in which to store the grain. He understood the possession of grain in his barn as his security. Maybe he thought of it as his retirement plan. Ironically, it was both his life and his death. The landowner got a whole lot more than he bargained for, or maybe he got a whole lot less. Greed didn't add to the quality of the landowner's life. He died before he could enjoy it. In actuality, he died spiritually before the time of his physical death. Money or land or possessions are not in and of themselves the problem. Our attitude toward money or land or possessions can be the problem. So the spiritual danger that wealth or the desire for wealth presents is one of attitude. For someone who has a moral aversion to wealth, for instance, the disdain of wealth can be as obsessive and controlling as the desire for it in other people. But the gospel provides a more profound answer for us than either accumulation or denial of wealth in our lives. Disdain of wealth and desire for wealth as a focus of life ends up being about us and not about God. Jesus teaches that wealth toward God is foremost, no matter what resources we have. And with wealth toward God comes a kind of detachment, a detachment that neither disdains the good things of this world nor covets them. Detachment allows us to hold what we have lightly in our hands. Hands divided by fingers, so that the possessions can easily slip through them to others in need. So it is God on the cross, not our possessions, that give meaning and security in our lives. And we may get a whole lot more than we bargained for, or a whole lot less. It depends on our attitude. After all, we are only passing through. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Stand with me as we profess our faith through the reading of the Nicene Creed found in your bulletin. We believe in one God, the Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray for the church and for the world. Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the special needs and concerns of this congregation. We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Jesse Sargent, Jean Cheryl, and Betty Travis. We give thanks for those celebrating anniversaries this week, especially Lynn Petras and Tom Morgan. Bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. Lord, in your mercy, comfort and heal all those who suffer in body and mind or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. We pray especially for those on our prayer list: Margaret, Jean, Steve, Nicole, J.R., Blair, Michelle, Joan, Kevin, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jaden, Brent, Brian, Ted, Richard, Wendell, Karen, Jeff, Regina, Irene, Mary, Jean, Michael, Joe, Margaret, Laura, Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled. And we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, hear the prayers of your people, and what we have asked faithfully, grant that we may obtain effectually. To the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Greet one another in the name of Christ. walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us an offering and sacrifice to God. All things come of thee, O Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise.
Glory to you forever and ever.
At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile earth, our island home.
By your will, they were created and have their being.
From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another.
Have mercy, Lord, for we are sinners in your sight.
Again and again you called us to return. Through prophets and sages you revealed your righteous law, and in the fullness of time you sent your only Son, born of a woman, to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace.
By his blood he reconciled us. By his wounds we are healed.
And therefore we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope, to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. And so, Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate his death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming. Lord God of our fathers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name.
Risen Lord, be known to us in the breaking of bread.
Accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great high priest, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit, your church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
the gifts of God for the people of God. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, keep you in everlasting life. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now to the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.